This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Arnolfo Cardenas Jr. Date of birth, January 26, 1976. Case ID number is 636-4489. Date of exam, October 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Community Hope Project, dated 8/23/23 and 9/7/23. Identifying information. This is a 47-year-old separated male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, lumbar sacral back pain, knee/shoulder pain, hearing loss, and bipolar disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked as an electrician for cars for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he rents a room and a house that he's living in and is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2014, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He states he does have neuropathy of his fingers and his feet, but he denies any retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose once per day and states that it came out to 203 today in the morning. The lowest his blood glucose has ever been is 88 mg/dL. And the highest it's ever been is 700 mg/dL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7%, which indicates that he is very well controlled. He is presently taking metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, Levemir, 56 units sub-Q QAM, and Jardiance, 10 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be well controlled with the medication regimen that he's taking at this time. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, left parietal headaches, and some blurred vision, which he had been having 2 years prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 140 over 83 mmHg, which is normal. The claimant appears to be well controlled with his medication, and he is presently taking losartan, 100 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD, and amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams QD. Allegation number three, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2008, he was lifting some machinery, and he injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a sharp cutting pain located in the lumbar sacral back, which does not radiate down to his legs. He was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease and no surgeries were performed. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 3 hours, lift approximately 15 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. David Schnaderman. It's S-C-H-N AIDERMAN. He was also seen a chiropractor by the name of Dr. Chavana, and he's received physical therapy for 1.5 years with very poor improvement. At the present time, he is taking gabapentin, 100 milligrams, TID, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, QD, and Tylenol, 500 milligrams, QD, which he states does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease with lumbar sacral back sprain. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, knee shoulder pain. The claimant states that in 1993, he started to develop problems with his shoulders and his knee area. The claimant states that he had a right meniscal tear from a motor vehicle accident in 2019 and had a left torn anterior cruciating ligament, which occurred in 1993. MRIs and x-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. He also had a rotator cuff tear of the shoulder in 2019, but has had no surgery for any of these conditions, secondary to the insurance company not approving of the surgeries. He has had multiple steroid injections, especially of the left knee. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels every morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He states he cannot squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant, is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, button his clothes, and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. And he states he does no extra physical activity. As noted earlier, he is on gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams QD, and Tylenol, 500 milligrams QD, which he states does help him with the pain. He states he does no other physical activity. Daily activities. The claimant states he sleeps during the day, watches TV, does light housework, goes to the grocery store, cooks occasionally, and helps with his own laundry. He does no other exercise at this time. Allegation number 5, hearing loss of the right ear. The claimant states that he actually has hearing loss of both ears and has had it since 2015, secondary to working in areas where there is loud machinery noises. He has been told that he has a 40% impairment of both ears, but is able to hear from both ears and understands my conversation. He does not have hearing aids at this time. He states he was told that he needed some, and no surgery has been performed. His diagnosis is hypoacusis bilaterally, which is mild. As noted earlier, he does understand my conversation, and I did not have to speak louder. Allegation number 6, bipolar disorder. The claimant states that in 2021, he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. He denies hearing voices or seeing shadows, and he also denies any suicidal ideation or attempts. The claimant states his appetite and occasionally his sleep patterns are poor. He does get angry often and can be violent at times, along with having depression. He suffers from anxiety, sadness, crying spells, nervousness, and generalized sadness. He is presently on citrulline, 50 milligrams, POQD. He does also have a history of substance abuse in the form of using cocaine. His condition right at this time appears to be stable. And he does appear to be doing well. Family history. The father is 81 and he suffers from hypertension, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, and emphysema. His mother is also 81 and she has osteoarthritis and dementia. Medications. Sertraline, 50 milligrams QD. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID. Levemir, 56 units of QAM. Losartan, 100 milligrams QD. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD. Vitamin D2, 1.25 milligrams QE. Hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD. Amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams QD. Metoclopramide, 10 milligrams QID. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Ibuprofen, 600 milligrams QD, PRN is needed. Tylenol, 500 milligrams QD, PRN is needed. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams QD. And Jardiance, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Hypertension, obesity, degenerative disc disease of the spine with lumbar sacral back sprain, diabetes mellitus, bipolar disorder, hearing loss bilaterally, dyslipidemia, major surgeries, mass removed from penis with a vasectomy at the age of 20 years of age, left knee torn ACL, and degenerative joint disease of both knees, rotator cuff tear of the shoulder in 2019 with no repair. Social history. Tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per week for 15 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 24 beers per week or 5 beers per day for 4 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He states he did use cocaine, and the last time he used it was in 2007. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight, 197 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 7.5 inches tall. BP, 140 over 83. MMHG, heart rate, 71 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 30. General. This is a 47-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentences. Reflex of the patellar and ankle were 1 plus bilaterally, as well as 1 plus reflex for the brachioradialis reflex and bicep reflex bilaterally. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings for the lower extremities, but the claimant did have problems with the shoulder and elbow ranges of motion. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 30 degrees on the right side and 30 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal for the hands and feet. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, and no instability was found. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the left shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected. He's able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some mild restricted limitations at this time, secondary to history of bipolar disorder, which appears to be well controlled at this time. Probable diagnoses, number one, diabetes mellitus type 2 being treated at this time. Appears to be well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 7%. Allegation number 2, hypertension dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure reading was 140 over 83 mmHg, which is normal. He appears to be well controlled. Allegation number 3, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to degenerative disc disease and lumbar sacral sprain. Normal physical exam at this time. Number 4, history of right meniscal tear and left anterior collateral ligament tear. Both knees appear to be stable at this time. He also has a history of rotator cuff tear of the shoulder in 2019, both shoulders, and he does have mild decrease in range of motion, but his exam appears to be grossly and normal at this time. Allegation number 5, hearing loss bilaterally. Normal physical exam. The claimant did not appear to have any problems hearing at all at this time. He states he has a 40% hearing loss, but appears to be not having any problems hearing me at all. Allegation number 6, bipolar disorder. Being treated as depression. His condition appears to be stable and he appears to be doing very well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Arnolfo Cardenas, Jr.